Witness.
因为我也曾经担任过宗教教育的老师。
Because I've been an outreach teacher before.
我觉得当老师很好。
And I feel that being a teacher is very wonderful.
怎么好呢？
How good is it?
我提出八点，我认为很好的。
And I lay down 8 points that I find that is good for teaching.
那所以这篇可能就是我个人的见证了。
And perhaps this is my own personal witness.
等一下讲完了，我要点几位起来讲一讲，你认为当老师怎么好啊？有什么好？好在哪里？
And after my testimony, and after this is over, we'll invite some teachers to speak their view.
引言这里边说，你被选任当宗教教育的教员吗？是的，恭喜你。
Are you being selected to become RE teacher? Congratulations.
因为这个名分代表一种荣耀，一种神最尊贵的托付了。
And because this title represents an honorable duty and also entrustment of responsibilities.
也是自我追求长进的机会。
A chance for us to grow ourselves for self-development.
从13岁开始啊。 我就进入这个宗教教育的园丁行列。
And I was engaged with the nurturing work of RE ever since I was 13.
其中的滋味混杂，就是有苦有热。
And upon reflection,
现在回想起来，真是感谢又感谢。
I'm filled with thanksgiving.
因为我认为这一条路实在美好。
Indeed, I find that this path is wonderful.
为什么呢？
Why?
第一点。
First,
养成聚会的习惯。
To cultivate the habit of attending services.
这个当老师比较常聚会。
And when I become an RE teacher, I often come for services.
所以你看那些当老师的人聚会都是比较常常来的。
And therefore, if you see the RE teachers, they are the ones who often come for services.
当然也有小部分的人不常来聚会，也有了。
And of course, there are also some minorities who do not attend services often.
可是我个人，我是当了老师以后，聚会更长了，更殷勤。
However, personally speaking, after I become an RE teacher, I was more zealous in attending services.
这个一方面是比较懂事的，所以我常常参加聚会。
On one hand, because I'm more mature, therefore I know how to attend services more.
一方面呢，我要养成一个以身作则。你老师不聚会，叫学生聚会吗？
And next is that I want to set a good example so that I can tell my students to attend services often as well.
就好像教会的负责人不聚会，你让他叫信徒来聚会吗？
Just like the coordinators of the church, if you do not come for services, how can you tell the members to come?
而且在聚会当中也有实际的领受了，所以自从当老师以后，我 就比较殷勤聚会。
And also during services, I've also gained much knowledge, and therefore I become more zealous.
甚至于刮风下雨了，我还是照样去聚会。
Whether in thunder or storm, I still attend services.
所以那一段期间，如果要点名呢，我大概是可以拿这个全勤奖，全勤，全出席。
So if I were to, and therefore if we were to give trophies for attendance, I probably get full point.
因为这个聚会会习惯，不聚会也会习惯。
Because you cultivate a habit of attending services or not.
有些人就是单单这个安息日来聚会，其他的时间都不聚会的。
There are some people, they only come for services on Sabbath days.
有些人是圣餐才来，其他的不来。
Some only come on the days of Holy Communion.
有的人他过年才来，新年呢。 其他都不来的。
Only come to church during the New Year.
但是自从当教员以后，我天天聚会，教会有活动，我一定到。这个就是我第一个领受的好处了。
And after I become an RE teacher, I often come for services and also attend all the activities that the church has.
第二个好处，养成这个读圣经的习惯。
The second good point is that I was more diligent in Bible study.
因为你要讲故事。 你一定要圣经要熟。
Because if you want to relay a story, you must know the Bible well.
以前当学生的时候，曾经听老师就讲故事，常常讲错，讲错了。
And when I was a student, I often could find mistakes in RE teachers when they deliver a story.
5个饼，2条鱼，给5000人吃饱。
five bread and two fish, which feed 5,000.
还剩下十二个篮子。
And still left 12 baskets.
那个老师不晓得怎么搞的，常常倒过来，五饼二鱼啊，都是两个饼五条啊，五饼二鱼，是不是两个饼五条鱼，常常这样讲。我说奇怪啊，五饼二鱼嘛，为什么会变倒过来呢？
However, the RE teacher often make a mistake as to two bread and five fish, and I was wondering why is that so?
你有没有发现有时候老师在讲故事，那个学底下学生，哎，老师不是，不是这样子，你看多害羞啊！有的老师还不改过来，谁讲的？小孩子不要讲话。其实你错了，你错了。
And sometimes you will find that as you teach the classes, the student will correct the mistakes of the RE teachers, and the RE teachers will be so shameful and will turn around and tell the children to keep quiet.
所以我年轻的时候，尤其刚当传道那段期间，我每天读四十章圣经呢，每天的不停止的，四十经四十章。
And when I first became a pastor, every day I read 40 chapters of the Bible non-stop.
我现在这个圣经还能够记一点的，就是那个时候读过来的。
And now all the verses that are engraved in my mind are what I have studied during that time.
那个时候很快哦，用破了好几本圣经，用破了，读破了。
And at that time I've gone through so many Bibles and they've all fallen apart.
不是眼睛看破了，是手翻破了。手这样常常翻了，会的。现在这本也是破破烂的。有一个弟兄说：“啊，真的吗？我买一本圣经送给你。”我说：“不是，我没有钱买了。”这本圣经已经陪我三十多年了，我现在舍不得丢掉，不是我没有钱了。你不要看看破破烂那个传道好可怜哦，不是的，这个宝贝啊，我舍不得丢啊，是这样子。
And
这本已经三十多年了，那个时候两三年了，一年用可以用两本圣经了，啊，现在三十多年还用不破，所以现在比较懒惰了。
At that time, I was so diligent in my Bible study, and I would go through almost two Bibles a year. And that's not to mean that I know every word in the Bible, but rather because I flip it so much that it has all fallen apart. But now the Bible I have is old, and it has been with me for 30 over years. And a member even volunteered to buy a Bible for me, but I told him that it is not because I'm poor that I cannot afford, but because it's precious.
那你为了要讲故事，所以你要多读圣经。
And because you have to deliver a story, you have to read the Bible often.
我常常告诉那个青年班啊，或者是儿童班的这个教员啊，你不要单读课本哦。有的人单读课本不够，一定要把圣经读一读，根据那个圣经章节要读一遍，你自己才有自己的判断。
And I often tell the RE teachers, it is not enough for you just to deliver a story, but you must bring the Bible along with you to compare the story along.
因为那个教材啊，都是从圣经去改写的，所以你要实际去读圣经，你自己去发挥才好。
Because all the teaching materials that you have in your hand are being applied from the Bible, but you must go back first to the Bible.
那年纪越大，读圣经呢，越困难。
And the older you are, the more difficult it is for you to read the Bible.
所以我们常常听年纪大的人说，我都把圣经一打开，两分钟就可以睡觉了，很快。但是躺在床上啊，两个小时还睡不着。那个读圣经两分钟就可以睡，这很奇怪。
And you often hear people who are older, and they will say that when they read the Bible for 2 minutes, they'll fall asleep. But however, if they lie in bed for 2 hours, they may not seem to be able to sleep.
可是年轻的时候读圣经呢，不会睡觉，读起来。很快啊，又能够记住啊。
But when you are young, you will not fall asleep in reading a Bible, but rather, you'll be very quick to absorb.
所以我们盼望说，接着这个当教员啊，做圣工，可以勤读圣经啊。
Therefore, we hope that as we are the RE teachers or workers of God, that we can be more hardworking in our Bible study.
第三呢
，Third，
就是练习呀，我得到了弹琴的技艺了。
And that is to learn.
我因为当教员时候才会弹琴呢。
And I learned the skill of playing the piano because I became a RE teacher.
我们在台湾在开传道的会代表大会，有时候没有人弹琴，哎，我来。他说：“嘿，你也会？”我说：“会啊，怎么不会？”什么时候学的呢？当教员学的。当教员学的。
And very often when we hold the NCC meeting, I will be the one who volunteer to play the piano when no one is available. And they will ask me, how do you know how to play the piano being a pastor? And I said that was when I was RE teacher.
我第一次学弹风琴啊，很用心哦，在风琴上面写字啊， 然后对这个这样对，这样对，后来就不必对了啊，现在不必对，我可以弹，虽然不是弹得很好，但是声音可以跑出来，还很准的，很准，该什么调就什么调，我不是乱弹的。这个是那个就是在那个当教员的时候学出来的。
And I applied my heart to learning to play the piano. And at that time, I was so keen that I even put words on the piano keys so that it would help me to play the hymn. And now I can play it very well.
这是我当教员呢所得到第三个好处。
This is the third advantage that I gained being an RE teacher.
假如我不是那么早当教员呢，我就不会学弹琴的。
If I did not become an RE teacher at such a young age, I would not know how to play the piano.
所以后来我在神学院，我是第一期的哈。我们神学院神学班第一期的时候啊，有十个同学，我弹琴还算名列前茅的，还算不错的，因为我多他们学了三年了嘛，我找他们三五年就学了，所以学起来不错。因为我那个老师郭长老的女儿会打人呢，他弹得不会打手的，没有想到这些都要当传道，他照打不误，还是打，这些要当传道的他还是照打，感谢主，我比较少打。因为我已经会了啊，就比较少打啊。
At that time, I was in the theological college, and I was the first batch of students. And during that class, there were about 10 students, and my piano skills were among the first few ones because of my training that I had beforehand. And the teacher who is teaching us the piano, she's very strict, and therefore she will often hit the hands of those who play.
那个撒母耳记上16:18记载大卫会弹琴。
First Samuel 16:18 records that David knows how to play the harp.
他弹琴啊，甚至可以赶鬼啊，赶鬼，把扫罗心中的鬼赶掉了。
That even has the effect of casting out the demons in the heart of Saul.
所以这个弹琴啊很重要。
Therefore, playing the piano is very important.
你看我们的赞美诗啊，摩西唱高音，大卫弹琴，你看。这个弹琴很重要，所以哈、各位当教员的一定要好好去练，最起码你要会诗起的，不是说演奏用的，但是最起码要起个调，起个调可以起一起，这样才好。
And in the hymn it says that Moses was sing and David play the harp, and therefore playing the piano is very important. And you do not have to have the skill of concert playing, but rather able to start a note.
第四个好处啊。就是训练口才和台风，站在台上的风度啊。
And the fourth advantage is that you have training in public speaking.
其实啊，每个人的口才都是训练出来的。
And in actual fact, everyone's eloquence is gained through training.
那么当你在当儿童教员的时候啊，你就自己的口才会慢慢被训练出来了。
And after you become an RE teacher, you'll find that you'll become more eloquent in speech.
你要怎么样知道讲故事让孩子们更喜欢听？
You will know the art of delivering a story,
让这些小朋友听得更懂
so that the children can get a further understanding.
而且你站在台上要把他们吸引住了
and that you can attract them with your story.
因为小朋友不是像大人了，可以这么规矩的，他一些要动啊，要玩啊。如果你故事讲得很好听，他自然就被你吸引住了，他不会随便动的啊。
And because children are not like adults, they can sit still in one place, but rather they are very lively and like to move around. But however, if you can attract them with your story, they will naturally listen to you.
所以当教员就是训练口才，训练这个台上的风度，最好的时间。
Therefore, it is the best chance for you to train yourself in public speaking when you become an RE teacher.
所以我们现在有一个传道啊，他在年轻的时候。他要当这个教员，要讲故事啊，他就要先对着镜子讲，讲给自己听，对着镜子里面的自己讲啊，哦，手势怎么比啊，哎，这样训练出来的哈、现在在当传道，人家很有口才，就是这样训练出来的。
And we have a present pastor who trained himself before the mirror before he give a story to the children at RE classes.
第五啊，就是心灵上更年轻。
And the fifth point is that you become more youthful in spirit.
因为一天到晚跟年轻人在一起啊，跟小朋友在一起啊，会变成年轻人。
Because you are often with the young ones and you become youthful yourself.
你有没有看到那些当祖母、当祖父的，一碰到他的孙子啊，就变成小孩子了？
you also find old grandfathers and mothers that become childlike when they are in the company of their children.
我们这个人很奇怪哦，遇到长辈我们就规规矩矩哦，好像大人；遇到小朋友我们就变成小孩子。所以跟小孩子在一起，年轻人在一起会更年轻。
And for men, it is interesting to note that we'll often become more mature in the tendency of elders, but rather will be childlike in the tendency of children.
所以假如能够继续担任这种工作，不要推迟，到86岁还可以继续当，这样会心灵上会很年轻的。
And so do not reject this holy work, and if you can work till you're 86 years old, you'll be very youthful.
第六呢，精神上更丰足了，更丰富。
And sixth point is that you'll be more abundant in mental energy.
因为我们在担任这个工作的时候啊，
when you first take over this work,
有一项伟大的工作在做。
And it's a great work.
我们知道这个是为神栽培人才。
We knew that we are working for God in cultivating the young ones.
为教会来造就人才。
And also to edify the young ones for the church.
所以你在当的时候会感觉很满足啊。
And therefore, as you are an RE teacher, during the process, you'll be very satisfied.
感觉这个人生呢很丰富。
You feel that life is indeed meaningful.
我刚刚讲了我们那个黄以丽莎长老，他讲过一句话。
And what I mentioned earlier, that our elder Elisha Huang mentioned something.
他说啊，他希望人生是短短的、胖胖的，不要瘦瘦的、长长的。
He was saying that he hoped that the span of life is short and fat, but not long and thin.
后来我给他改一改，我说啊，人生哈不要长长瘦瘦的，但是可以长长胖胖的。
But later I changed it and I say that the span of life need not be long and thin, but rather it can be long and fat.
但是要长长胖胖的，从小孩子开始到年轻到年老，都能够参与圣工，这个才是最丰富的人生。
But rather, if you have a life that is long and fat, it is one that is meaningful in terms of your holy work for God since young to old.
有些人年轻的时候留白，等到年纪大了才晓得啊，我要为主工作。可是年轻那一段已经空白了，就年轻的时候留白了，留下空的一空闲的白度过了
哈。And some young people, when you look at a life span of certain people, they have a gap in their youth and they only work for God in when they become old.
好，第七点。
当
老师以后啊，更懂得祷告，依靠神。
And that is when you become an RE teacher, you learn how to depend upon God through prayers.
这个不但是求恩赐，有时候对付这些小朋友、年轻人啊，也是很难，因为每个人有个人的脾气不同，你要怎么样去带领他们，最后想来想去，只有祷告。
And that is to say that it is often difficult to face with all the different children with their different personalities. And in order for you to lead and guide them, you need to depend upon prayer.
所以常常为了要把这个工作做得更美、更好，要花费更多的时间去祷告。
Hence, in order for you to do better work, you need to spend more time on prayers.
那自然就养成喜欢祷告、更爱祷告的这个生活习惯了。
And then naturally, you cultivate a habit of prayers and also loving to pray.
好，第八。
8.
因为当教员，所以认识更多人，也懂得更多事。
And you have a better understanding of things through knowing more people when you become an RE.
我们都常常说啊，人人就是一面镜子了哈，每个人都是一面镜子。
That's often the saying that everyone has the face of man is like a mirror.
所以我们多了解人呢，自己可以多进步。
Therefore, when we get a better understanding of people, we can improve ourselves.
那假如你都没有参与圣工哈，你认识的会更少，认识事情也会更少。
And if you do not partake in holy work, the less understanding of things you will have because you know less people.
你看那个保罗哈，到提摩太后书第四章来啊，他认识好多人。
And if you look at Paul, as recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he has met so many people.
这个提摩太后书四章啊，有好人有坏人。
And Second Timothy chapter 4 records good and bad people.
那你到这参与这种圣工，你就会认识这里面呢很多人哦都不一样哦啊，你平常看的好人呢、啊，遇到事情呢、啊、他变成坏人了哦。这个你多经历几件事啊，你就多会认识一些人哦。
And that is when you partake in holy work and the people that you thought that the people that you thought are good actually become evil, and it allows you to have a better understanding of people through things.
所以我说, 当老师是一条美好的路。
Therefore, I say that being a teacher is a beautiful path.
这是我个人的体验呢。
This is my personal experience.
那现在啊, 我留一点时间了, 听听各位的体验啊。
And then now I leave some time to hear the experience of everyone.
你当老师到现在,
that since becoming a RE teacher till now,
你最大的收获是什么?
What is your greatest reward?
你遇到什么不如意的事, 你要怎么克服?
How do you overcome difficulties?
你自己感觉最好的是什么?
And for you, what is the best?
这是我个人的体验啊, 当然你可能也像我有这种体验也说不定啊。
And this is my personal experience, but perhaps you will also have the same experience as I do.
也可能啊, 体验不同,
and perhaps you have different experience.
所以现在啊, 找几位来讲一讲好不好?
So now we'll find some youth to give their opinion.
自动举手讲一讲。
Please volunteer yourself.
自动的比较好了。 几个讲一讲，不必全体了，全体时间也不够了。We
just need to invite a few RE teachers.
因为我不知道谁当老师，我不知道，所以你们自己。
I do not know who are the RE teachers, so please volunteer.
哪一位先讲？张执事有在比哦，比哪一位？谁啊？
我是一个啊，钟辉啊，哦，我张子是希望你讲一讲，那你就先讲了。你当教员呢，你有什么体会 ？And Li Kengqiong is volunteering Brother Chu.
那你讲完了，可以指定一个啊。And
after and after you've given your opinion, you can ask another one.
最大的收获，我想还是在对圣经的认识，因为每次要准备一个课的时候，都要去参考很多的资料。那么呢，同样那个时间的时候，你就会发现很多原来是你不知道的事情。那我想在这几年过来，对圣经的认识，我相信收获是最多的。And
According to opinion of Brother Chu, that is in terms of preparing the classes for RE, he has received a better understanding of the Bible that is accumulated through all the references that he has obtained over the years.
自动，没有的话就请诸弟兄指定。有没有？哪一位？那您请一位好了。
Please volunteer.
嗯，谁啊？
Sister Mary.
Sister Mary.
Sister Mary. Yeah. 是李太太吗？ Yeah. 不是，
yeah.
是了。好了，你讲一讲。
And so according to Sister Mary, she says that after becoming RE teacher, she will often apply her mind to the Bible and to study the Bible further, because she's afraid that she will not be able to answer the questions of her students.
还有哪一位讲？现在两位谈的都好像，当老师以后啊，这个圣经呢更加勤读啊，研究啊，哈，这一点好像收获是最多的。
And from what we have gathered so far, it seems like there is improvement in terms of Bible study.
还有吗?
Is there any more?
那你请一位讲好吗？对，
Sister Shirley
啊，你谈谈。
那个谁啊，姐姐？
Sister
Shirley 刚才说他跟那个朱弟兄以及 Sister Mary 有同感，也就是通过就是当了宗教教育老师过后，他就对于圣经有更充实的了解。那他是在马来西亚的时候就当宗教教育的老师。那么在他嫁给他先生的时候，因为他以前是个佛教徒，所以对于圣经不了解。那么当他当了老师的时候，他是跟他的儿子一起研究圣经，所以他觉得跟长老有同感，就是说他会心灵上更加的年轻
啊。还有吗？哪一位讲？再听一位好吗？再听一位，听一听看。
And let's have another volunteer。
啊，有没有人自愿要讲的？没有，就请你再指定一个好吗？是
Sister Betty。
好了，被指定的，请你说一说。最旁边那个。
对。哦，那么Sister Betty 她刚才所说的，就是说在她担任宗教教育老师的2到3年之间，那么她觉得这是一个非常艰巨的工作，因为有前面摆着很多很多需要她去学习的东西，那么她只有依靠祷告来克服这些障碍，而且也通过了这几年的教学，她也从学生们学习到很多，那么他觉得在圣经方面也更加的充实，以及心灵上也更加的感到年轻。
啊，刚刚哈、应该请你们先发表哈、然后才讲我的哈。不过也好像是我的体验，也是大家的体验呢。我替大家整理一下就对了哈。其实大家都有这种感觉了哈。
And I feel that I should have invited volunteers before we touch upon this topic. But I think everyone has the same experience.
啊，我这里有一篇哈，就是学生心目中的好老师啊。
And here I have an article of the by the title that is the a good teacher in the eyes of the student.
啊，就好像说信徒心目中的好传道一样的。
And this is the same as a good pastor in the eyes of the members.
信徒心目中的好长子啊。
Or a good elder in the eyes of the members.
那这一篇是一个学校在问卷调查整理出来的啊。
And this is an article that was selected from a school.
啊，这个虽然不见得全部适合教会啊。
It may not seem that it is totally applicable to church.
但是。却可以自我检讨一下哈。
But it will allow us to have self-examination.
我是不是一位学生心目中的好老师
？Am I a good teacher in the eyes of my student?
经过调查啊，把它整理出来哈，可以供各位老师或者准老师或者想当老师的人呐、来做一个参考改进哈。
And after through this survey, it is to allow all present RE teachers or those who will wish to become one for their self-examination.
它是分作三方面去调查的。
And this survey is done in three areas.
我们来检讨一下，我是不是好的老师
So let us examine ourselves whether we are a good teacher.
第一啊，他从教学方面啊来讲。
Of your attitude.
他说一般的学生啊都很重视、很注意老师的教学态度。
And here you note that most students are attentive to the pedagogy of teachers.
他们都喜欢呢、啊、教学很认真的老师。
And all of them, all the students like teachers who are very serious in their teaching.
学生啊不喜欢那个爱教不教、不耐烦的老师。
And students do not like impatient teachers.
啊，或者是让学生啊自生自灭的老师。
Or teachers who do not care about their students and allow them on their own.
有些老师教学很认真。
There are some teachers, they are very serious in their attitude of teaching.
他要教一首诗，他事先自己要唱好几遍。
Before they teach a hymn, they will sing the hymns over several times.
他写半黑板上啊那个歌谱了、歌词，他一再检讨有没有错的。
And they will write on the board and then go through it over and over again to find mistakes.
就好像我们有一个执事啊，他当儿童教育的时候。每一次要讲故事，先把三个弟弟妹妹叫过来，先讲给弟弟妹妹听。如果弟弟妹妹说听不懂，他再一次，明天再一次，这样一个礼拜一直练习哦，到第七天才正式讲给全教会的学生听呢。
And likewise, we have a certain church deacon. He will first practice his story delivery with his own brothers and sisters.Until he is sure that they understand what he's talking about before he goes to church.
所以当老师哈、哦，这个教学的态度不要敷衍啊，不要说啊随随便便的，反正啊小孩子嘛，管他的，不要这样想。
Therefore, do not be careless in your attitude in terms of teaching the young children. You must be serious.
第二，这个声音啊，声音。
And secondly, in terms of your voice.
他说学生啊都喜欢声音比较洪亮、比较清晰、有朝气的老师。
And the students, their view is that they like teachers who can project their voice loud and clear, and they are who's lively.
如果声音很小
you have a small voice,
甚至于讲话有气无力的哈
and if the volume is very weak,
这种老师啊，大概学生都比较不欢迎。
And such teachers are not welcomed by the students.
当然了，学生也不喜欢那个讲话像放鞭炮，噼噼啪啪啪啪啪啪那种老师，也不见得就喜欢呐。
And also, students will not like teachers who speak very fast.
啊，或者是有的人老师在讲话，好像在打雷呀、啊，哇，大的不得了。教室就这么只有五个学生，你讲话讲给100个人听的，哇，这个耳朵都要塞棉花，这个也是很难受的啊。
And also, students were not welcome too well. Teachers who speak with a thunderous voice and rock the whole classroom.
那学生也不喜欢讲得太慢的老师，慢到说啊，我干脆我替你讲好了。
And students also would not like teachers who are slow in their delivery because they will want to speak tell the story themselves.
还有学生也不喜欢乡音很重的老师，乡音，口气，故乡的话太重的哈，比如说讲英语啊，广东腔的。哦、那讲这个英语啊，这个台湾腔的、哦、这个乡音太重的也不喜欢的。
And students also do not like teachers who have very strong accent.
当然了，这个也是要训练的、哦、
And this also comes through training.
再来啊，学生、哦、很讨厌照课本去念的老师，按照课本念。
And next, students hate teachers who just read from the book.
有的老师啊，一上台就是开始念，奉主耶稣圣名讲课，那什么都按照课本呢、啊，一句话都不放过。
And some RE teachers, they conduct their classes by reading directly from a book.
这种老师啊，一旦课本丢掉了，或者被人家怎么样了，就不会讲了，就不会讲不出来了。
And because such teachers, they depend so much on their books.That they cannot give a class without the book.
所以啊，我们讲课、哦、一定不要按照那个课本这样一五一十这样讲哈、哦，这样讲听起来没有兴趣的。
And so do not give a class directly from a book because it would be very boring.
学生啊，都喜欢教学比较灵活、有启发式的老师。
and teachers like students and students like teachers who are very lively in their approach of teaching and those who can encourage them to think.
就是教学的时候引起学生有兴趣的那老师啊，比较受欢迎。
That is some teachers who can arouse the interest of students in their teaching are those that are welcome.
就是讲一句话会让他想了很多事，哎，为什么这样子这样子，这种启发式的引导式的。
That is some teachers who guide their students through their teaching, which allow them.
那个犹太人的拉比哈，就是很重视这一套。
And the Jewish rabbis they emphasize on this pedagogy.
听说有一个很著名的拉比呀。
And there's very well-known rabbi.
他的学生啊，个个都是很优秀的。
And all his students are very good.
那有一个人呢，他自认为我非常优秀，说我一定要找这个最优秀的老师来教我。
And there's a person who thinks that he's very excellent, and therefore he must find this excellent teacher to teach him.
这个学生啊，就来找这个拉比了。
So this teacher and this student approached this rabbi.
这个拉比说：“我收学生都很严格，你够资格吗？”
And this rabbi, he will tell the student, "I'm very strict in selecting my students. Are you of good qualification?"
这个学生告诉老师说：“拉比，你看我，你看我外表就知道，我是绝对够资格的。”
And then the student replied, "Rabbi, look at me. You know that I'm excellent."
我说好，你既然自己认定了，那我就先考考你哈，先考试。
And so the rabbi told the student that since you think that you're good, I will give you an exam first.
如果考试及格了，你就可以当我的学生。
If you pass my examination, you can become my student.
考试不及格了，你就回去吧。
And if you fail my exam, then you can return.
学生说好了，老师啊。简单一点啊，不要太深的啊。
And then the student replied, "It's all right, Rabbi. Please give me, please be more merciful."
这个老师说，我的问题很简单。
And the teacher said, "My question is very simple."
但是你要动脑筋。
But you must think.
他说有两个人啊，两个男孩子到屋顶上去。
There are two men who climb up to the roof of a house.
在清洗烟囱。
And they are cleaning up.
很肮脏的烟囱。
They're cleaning up the chimney.
清洗完了。
And after they have completed,
两个人下来。
These two men came down.
一个脸黑黑脏脏的。
And their face is full of soot and black.
一个干干净净的。
And the other one is very clean in his face.
你说哪一个会去洗脸呢？
So who do you think will go and wash his face?
小朋友一听了，这么简单。肮脏的那个要去洗脸。
And the student replied, "This is so simple. Of course, the one with a dirty face."
拉比说：“你再听一次啊，你再听一次。
”And the rabbi asked him, "Listen again."
两个男孩子到屋顶上去洗烟囱。
Two men went to clean the chimney.
同样去洗，很认真。
And both of them are cleaning the chimney and very serious.
下来以后
，after they descended,
一个脸脏脏的。
One face is very dirty.
一个脸白白的。
But the other one's face is very clean.
我看你。
I look at you.
你看我。
You look at me.
你说哪一个会去洗脸呢？
So who do you think will wash his face?
他说，我看你这么脏。这个第一个看他那么脏，脸这么肮脏。
The person who see the dirty face of the other.
我一定很肮脏的。
And he will think that he's also dirty himself.
可是那个肮脏的看那个白白说，哎，你很干净啊，所以我一定很干净的。
And then the person with the dirty face look at the one with the clean face. I'm probably clean myself.
所以他就说，老师，我知道了，这个白脸的要去洗脸。
And then the student replied that, teacher, I know the one with the clean face will go and wash his face.
拉比说，你不要回答那么快。
And then the rabbi tell him do not reply too early.
你再注意听一次啊。
Listen again carefully.
两个男孩子到屋顶上去洗烟囱。
Two men went to clean the chimney on the roof.
很认真哦，两个人都洗得很认真哦。
And they are all very serious in their work.
下来了。
And they descended.
一个脸脏脏的。
And one's face is very dirty.
一个脸白白的。
One's face is very white.
两个人你看我，我看你。
And both of them look at each other.
哪一个人要去洗脸呢？
Who will wash his face?
他说：“老师，你这问题太深了。”
And then the student replied that, your question is too profound.
我说黑人要洗脸，你也说不对。我说白人要洗脸也不对，这怎么才对？
And first I say that the one with the dirty face had to wash his face. Then I say that the one with the clean face. And now you say they are both wrong. Then what is right?
拉比说你到底会不会？
then the rabbi asked him, do you know or not?
如果你不会,你就回去吧, 你不配当我的老学生了。
If you do not know, you can return. You're not worthy to be my student.
老师,老师,
and then the student says that your question is too profound. I do not understand.
什么是标准答案呢?
What is the right answer?
像这种问题哦,引起学生的兴趣哦,引起他的思考哦。
And such a question will arouse the interest of the students and make them think.
他说学生啊,就是喜欢这种老师啊,
and he says that students like this kind of teacher.
引起他的兴趣,
one will arouse their interest.
启发他的思想,
and to make them think.
好了,最后这个老师就说了,
and later this teacher replied.
说,我告诉你,
I tell you.
你都不动脑筋,
you do not use your mind.
我的答案就是不可能。
And my question is that, my answer is that it is impossible.
怎么会两个人去烟囱,两个人一起洗,一个完全白,一个完全黑,那是不可能的,所以是不可能。
And therefore, it is the answer is impossible because how can it be possible for two people to clean the chimney at the same time and one face is dirty and one is clean?
所以,你都不动脑筋。
So therefore, you did not even use your mind.
你那个答案都不对。
And your answers are all wrong.
我刚刚讲偏了,我就说这个教学,这个老学生心目中的老师啊，就是喜欢能够引导他们去思考，去动脑筋的那种老师的。
Therefore, the teachers that the students love are the ones who can guide them and make them think.
还有，他说学生啊很喜欢轻松愉快、幽默风趣的老师。
And next, it's also mentioned that students like teacher who are very easygoing and also who are lively and humorous.
不喜欢紧张啊,严肃啊,刻板啊,面无笑容的老师。
They do not like teachers who are boring and who are serious and who do not like to joke.
确实是如此。
And indeed it is true.
因为到底啊,这个年轻人小朋友,大家都很天真活泼的吧。
Because by nature, children are very lively.
当然你当老师的时候,我这么严肃刻板,好像我们中国的那个什么关公的脸,看起来都很害怕。And
so if you're a teacher and you have such a serious face and attitude to them, they will be very afraid of you.
还有,他说,学生很喜欢有秩序,喜欢整洁,严格的老师。
And also here it says that students like teacher who has a who follows a order and who is strict.
不喜欢这个不约束,随便放纵,吵吵闹闹的,让学生吵吵闹闹的老师的。
And they do not like teachers who do not know how to control and allow the students to be noisy.
这个是教室管理的。
And that refers to classroom control.
所以有些老师啊,就是学生已经吵翻了天了,他也不管。 反正我把故事讲完了就对了,不管你啊。And
there are some teachers, they allow the students to be noisy after they have finished their story.
有些学生会恶作剧啊,抓人的头发啦,给人家在后面写字啦,老师都不管。And
some students will pull pranks, and some teachers will not even care.
但是有些老师啊,会随时会观看,没有走出去,他会管理,会处理。这样老师比较受学生的喜欢呢。
However, there are some teachers who know classroom management, and they are more welcomed by students.
这是关于这个教学方面的。
And this is in terms of pedagogy.
所以学生心目中的好老师啊，我们听听以后啊，我们应该怎么去改进啊？
And after we have listened to a good teacher in the eyes of students, that will allow us to examine ourselves.
那么这个待人处事方面又不同了。
And in terms of our attitudes and conducts.